Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into some groundbreaking developments in the tech world. First up, we're talking about Scale AI's recent confirmation of a significant investment from Meta. This comes with a leadership shakeup as CEO Alexander Wang is set to depart. Let's get into the details.
Absolutely. Scale AI has confirmed a major investment from Meta, which values the startup at an impressive $29 billion. This investment is not just about the money. It marks a strategic partnership where Meta acquires a 49% stake in Scale AI. Alexander Wang, Scale's co-founder and CEO, is stepping down to join Meta, focusing on their AI superintelligence efforts.
That's quite the move. So, what does this mean for Scale AI and Meta's AI ambitions? How significant is this partnership in the broader AI landscape?
Well, with Meta investing $14.3 billion, this partnership is a clear signal of its intent to boost its AI capabilities, especially after the lukewarm reception of Llama 4. Wang's move to Meta is strategic. He will lead a new AI lab focused on developing superintelligence, reporting directly to Mark Zuckerberg. This could be a game changer for Meta as they aim to catch up in the AI race.
It's fascinating to see Meta making such bold moves. Now, let's pivot to the broader financial landscape. The IPO market is buzzing with activity, driven by a new wave of investor enthusiasm. What's fueling this surge?
The current IPO market is indeed characterized by a fear of missing out, or FOMO, among investors. This shift has led to a surge in new public offerings. For instance, Chime's share price jumped 37% above its IPO price on its first trading day, lifting its market cap past $15 billion. This trend is reminiscent of the tech boom periods we've seen before.
It's almost like a throwback to the dot-com era. What are some other companies riding this wave, and how are they performing?
Chime is just one example. Other companies like Circle and Voyager have also seen significant price jumps post-IPO. This trend is being driven by strong market conditions and a renewed investor appetite for tech stocks. It's a stark contrast to the cautious approach seen just a few years ago.
Exciting times for investors, indeed. Let's shift gears to OpenAI, where employees have cashed out a whopping $3 billion in shares. What's the story here?
OpenAI's employees have sold approximately $3 billion worth of shares, marking a significant liquidity event for the company. This move highlights OpenAI's growing financial success. SoftBank has been a major buyer, acquiring about $240 million in shares from current and former employees this spring.
That's a massive cash out. How does this compare to similar events in the industry, and what does it mean for OpenAI's future?
This level of share sales is quite large for a company that's only 6 years old, comparable to events at companies like SpaceX. It underscores the high valuation and investor confidence in OpenAI's future. The company is also reportedly seeking to raise an unprecedented $40 billion, which would further solidify its position in the AI sector.
OpenAI is certainly making waves. Now let's discuss Powin, a battery manufacturer that has filed for bankruptcy despite securing a $200 million loan earlier this year. What's happening there?
Powin's bankruptcy filing is a significant development in the battery industry. The company, which had over 300 millionaires in debt, is restructuring under Chapter 11. They face challenges with supply chain maturity for lithium iron phosphate cells, which were sourced from China. This situation reflects broader economic challenges in the battery sector.
It's a tough break for Powin. What does this mean for the industry, and could it impact other companies in the space?
Powin's struggles highlight the volatility and challenges in the battery industry, particularly regarding supply chain dependencies and financial sustainability. Other companies may need to reassess their strategies to avoid similar pitfalls, especially as the demand for sustainable energy solutions continues to grow.
Let's turn our attention to Apple, which has fixed a critical zero-day bug exploited by Paragon spyware. What are the details of this fix?
Apple has addressed a zero-day vulnerability in its iPhone software that was exploited by Paragon spyware. The flaw, which was used to hack the phones of two European journalists, has been mitigated in the iOS 18.3.1 update. Apple updated its security advisory to include details about this flaw, enhancing user security and privacy.
Security is always a top priority. How significant is this update for iPhone users, and what does it say about Apple's ongoing security efforts?
This update is crucial for maintaining user trust and security. It demonstrates Apple's commitment to quickly addressing vulnerabilities and protecting user data. As spyware threats evolve, such proactive measures are essential to safeguard users against potential breaches.
Speaking of innovations, Instagram is finally letting users rearrange their grid. How will this new feature enhance the user experience?
Instagram's new feature allows users to rearrange their profile grid, offering more customization options. This long-awaited update lets users highlight specific content and create a more aesthetically pleasing profile layout. It's part of Instagram's broader efforts to enhance user engagement and satisfaction.
It's a simple change, but one that could make a big difference for many users. What else is Instagram rolling out alongside this feature?
In addition to grid rearrangement, Instagram is testing a feature for users to post quietly without appearing in followers' feeds. They're also launching the ability to stream songs from Spotify directly to Instagram Notes, which could further enrich the user experience and support emerging creators on the platform.
Now let's talk about Automattic's latest acquisition. They've acquired Klay, a relationship management tool. What does this mean for Automattic's suite of online tools?
Automattic's acquisition of Klay aims to integrate identity management features into its offerings. Klay, which acts as a smarter address book or personal CRM, will be supported and later integrated with Automattic's products like Beeper. This move enhances Automattic's ability to offer comprehensive communication solutions.
It's an interesting addition to their portfolio. How might this acquisition impact users of Automattic's existing tools?
By integrating Klay, Automattic can offer users improved ways to manage and organize personal and professional relationships. This could enhance user productivity and connectivity, making Automattic's tools more appealing to a broader audience seeking efficient communication solutions.
That's all for today's episode. We've covered a lot, from Meta's AI investments to Instagram's new features. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time. Until then, keep exploring the pulse of technology.